Welcome to 180view.net. Please spread the word and remember to check back regularly for new material. So why this MP3? Some that remind some that neither experience or training are substitutes for game. Game being defined here as one's innate ability established at birth. So the primary benefit of experience or training is that it decreases the probability of making mistakes. It does not increase one's innate ability to connect dots. Let me repeat. Experience decreases the probability of making mistakes. It does not increase one's ability to connect dots. Yes, we can all perform better at a task if we have experience, but my point is no amount of experience will override our peak ability as determined at birth. This is visible when someone from the outside who has serious game enters the room. So perhaps the most obvious example of this can be witnessed in sports when a rookie with exceptional game arrives and outflanks existing players with years of experience. In business, this makes the news when someone from totally outside a field comes in and proceeds to wipe the floor with existing players who have decades of experience. Experience yields knowledge. It does not yield excellence. So some of you are thinking, duh, that's a no-brainer. Well, if it's a no-brainer, why do so many organizations place such a high value on experience? I mean, beginning teachers are paid perhaps one-third of that paid to those with years of experience. I mean, now, given that, there are experienced teachers who are inferior to those just entering the field, someone explained to me the pay logic. I mean, being blunt, said policy screams mediocre critical thinking skills. And to think that these are the ones steering the ship for the next generation. Anyway. Perhaps the teachers union should take a page from the sports teams. Or actually, the taxpayers funding the teachers should step up and ask themselves why they're rewarding years on the job as opposed to game. To close out my point that game is far more important than experience, what did Bezos study when he walked out of high school? Electrical engineering. Musk, physics and engineering. And in case you didn't know, Gates, Ellison, Zuckerberg, dropouts. Connect those dots. By the way, when does one know they possess ultimate game? When one is hired not because they like you and what you bring to the table, but rather because they can't afford to have you be on a competitor's team. I'll repeat. When one is hired not because others like you and what you bring to the table, but rather because they can't afford to have you be on a competing team, you possess ultimate game. Thanks for visiting 180view.net. Spread the word and remember to check back regularly for new material.